Hi, Bob Carpenter here from Arbitrary Shanks, and we're bringing you now Bob's Bets for this weekend. Okay, we'll start off with a little accumulator for you, which works out at about 10 to 1. This is based on the best and worst teams playing this weekend to give you the following five teams, which are Stade de Reims in France, Bayern Munich in Germany, Manchester United, Atletico Madrid in Spain, and Real Zaragoza also in Spain. Okay, moving on to the in-running information. Manchester City and Valladolid are the team's best poised to strike back should they go behind. It's happened to each of them four times. Man City away, Valladolid at home, where they go behind but still do not lose. Fulham, on the other hand, are the biggest bottlers. In four away games this season, they've been ahead but not managed to win. So that's handy if you're watching the games and looking to bet in-running. We'll be backing Kiesling for Bayer Leverkusen as first scorer. He's done that four times in Leverkusen's away games this season. And Messi has scored the last goal in four of Barcelona's away games. The half-time full-time is Chelsea half-time and draw full-time. Given that Chelsea are under new manager, we expect them to start brightly. And Man City to come back and get a point in the second half, just as they did against Madrid in midweek. Finally, our main bet of the weekend is West Ham at 6 on Betfair against Tottenham. The jury is still well and truly out over AVB at Spurs, whereas Sam Allardyce no longer has any such worries at West Ham. West Ham are benefiting from a considerably less congested fixture list, whereas Spurs have just had a tough game against Lazio to deal with. They haven't won in just about a month since their last league win, which was against Southampton, a game they'd be expected to win. Just prior to that, they blew up against Chelsea, and just after that, Norwich put them out of the League Cup. They've gone on to lose at home to Wigan, capitulate again against Man City, and then there was, of course, last week's game at the Emirates to contend with. West Ham are 2 points better off than Spurs, and have just come through some tough games against Man City, Newcastle, and Stoke without defeat, so the price seems big, especially considering that Tottenham have bottled it three times at home this season already and are out of form. We'll be backing West Ham, but should they go behind, we'll probably back them again at an even bigger price given their opponent's frailty. If you're using the exchanges, you can always cash out in running if you think the home side are getting into the game, or if West Ham score first, you can always cash out immediately or let it ride if you think West Ham are playing well. Good luck with those, and you'll hear from us again soon. Cheers, Bob.